Got to mention that the Chapel Hill Police Department is hiring. They're looking for more folks to join the police department, and to talk about that and more, we've got the chief here in the studio, Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, joining us this hour. How are you?
Doing very well, Aaron. Thanks so much for having me in on this beautiful sunny afternoon.
I'm sorry we couldn't do the radio outside, but we got the nice window we can look in and see.
It's a welcome change.
It really is. So, police department is hiring. What are you looking for?
Oh, wow. Great question. So, we're looking for our future guardians of the Hill. And, we're really always recruiting for entry-level police officers in this day and age. As we see the applicant pools nationally in policing kind of declining, we're pretty much always recruiting. So one distinction, though, right now is we're really working hard on recruiting experienced officers who maybe have just left the work and are considering going back into it or thinking about moving to this area and have some experience. And that's not something we spent a lot of time on in the past, but we're interested in some experienced folks who can bring their experiences to our department.
How do you reach out and try to find experienced officers?
Well, we certainly network among officers who are currently employed at other agencies when we encounter them, and we try to do that respectfully, but recognizing that we're all competing for that same pool of qualified applicants from town to town. And then we also, we've updated an awful lot of our recruiting materials. I encourage folks to go to our website, townofchapelhill.org, and just click on the police link. You'll see an awful lot of materials that we are putting out through social media. What we're finding, I'm kind of a dinosaur, so some of the social media marketing is a little too complicated for me, but luckily we have some great staff members who can help us target that advertising, and we're getting great feedback on a really cool ad campaign that the Rivers Agency here in Chapel Hill mm-hmm. helped us put together. And we're hoping that will bring a great selection of future employees to us.
What affects the trends in terms of the ability or the ease of recruiting or the number of people that are interested in going into law enforcement as a field? Does it change with the season? Does it change with the year? What affects that?
Well, oftentimes it's related to how well the economy is going. Mm-hmm. So when there's full employment or close to full employment, then we see our applications go down. When there are people looking for jobs, we see them go up. And of course, we are influenced by national events too. And I do think the last few years, law enforcement has been challenged uniquely nationally. And the effects of that have really been felt in terms of the numbers of applicants. And this, again, that is an issue that agencies across the country are experiencing. And we're not immune from that.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue. Again, the police department is hiring. You can get more information on that at the police department's webpage, which is on townofchapelhill.org. Last 9 months have been a difficult time for the town and for the police department in particular. A lot of demonstrations, weather events, and things like that. How is the department moving through that, and what are you doing to kind of look back on the last 9 months and say, okay, here's how we can do it better going forward?
Well, I think the last 9 months have demonstrated the quality of our people. I think as we talk to potential applicants or officers in other communities about maybe coming to work here, it is not lost on anybody. This is a unique place to work. And the expectations of all town services, particularly law enforcement, are a little different than many communities around us. And we think that is something to be proud of. It also makes recruiting people a little more complicated because you really have to find that person who sees a highly engaged, progressive thinking community as the right place for their law enforcement skills. And you got to work hard to try to find folks for whom this would be a good match. All of that said, I think the last 8 or 9 months, actually, we've been able to put that talent on display. And what you've seen is the best of our community, and particularly its law enforcement. Our officers have been put in some tough positions, and I think have responded remarkably well and in a way that our community would want them to respond. And I think it's hard to find a better advertisement for our agency than the last few months.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the really tense conflicts and debates and demonstrations and things have made the news, but there's a lot of things that the Chapel Hill police officers do every day that don't make the news that are also really cool. I've heard tell about Batman and Robin, and I'm sure you want to share this story.
I do. I think any opportunity to tell a superhero story is a good one. And we get lots of great feedback from our community. Mm-hmm. And recently I got an email from Keith Minton. Many people locally probably know Keith Minton. Keith sent an email. He was pulling a trailer behind his car, and the trailer came loose and popped off, and he ended up needing to call 911 to assist. And what he wrote to me in his message was he fully expect officers to arrive and simply direct traffic while he figured this out for himself, mm-hmm. or waited for somebody to come tow it. And to his surprise, although not to mine, the two officers who responded helped him reattach the trailer to his vehicle, and I think they lifted it up in a way that led to the superhero reference, and got him on his way and saved him some time and potentially a tow truck. But I think also reinforce that idea that just it's the little daily interactions where service is delivered and appreciated, and that's what makes the work rewarding day in and day out.
And Keith referred to them in as Batman and Robin. Did they figure out which one was which, or is that still an ongoing fight?
I think it's an ongoing fight, and we put it up on social media, and so people have been weighing in, and we put their photograph up, and we're getting some feedback on which is which.
Mm-hmm. And some of the work that the department does is not just helping people out, it's also saving lives, too. And there
That's
was
right.
a recent incident where a police officer actually prevented a suicide, is that right?
Yeah, Officer Telfair responded to a call downtown a month or so ago, and a call had actually come in from out of the country. And my recollection was a family member was unable to reach their local family member and called 911. Officer Telfair located the vehicle, and inside was the family member who was in the process of trying to commit suicide. Mm-hmm. Telfair was able to break the window to gain access, get emergency medical folks on scene, and get the person to the hospital where they were able to be taken care of. And, you know, I won't say that's a daily occurrence, but that's the kind of occurrence that happens regularly in mm-hmm. our community, and the kind of interaction that our officers are part of pretty often. And I think lately we have worked harder than ever to try to celebrate those stories and not let them become routine, and instead remind both our employees and our community that this is remarkable work happening every day in mm-hmm. our community, and we really should celebrate it.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, and I got to talk about just the role of policing in general, because it's a changing time, it's a changing world, a changing country, and policing always has to change along with it. And I remember hearing someone who I've since long forgotten, but they said something that stuck with me about the difference in law enforcement just from one community to another. Durham Police will operate differently from Chapel Hill Police. Chapel Hill and Carrboro Police operate a little bit differently, and there are those differences. And then all of those roles are changing as individual communities change. And then policing in general is always in transition and constantly transforming as society changes. So how do you navigate that, and what's the role of public feedback? I know there's community advisory boards, but just members of the public in general.
Well, I think fundamentally policing, you know, we all hear that term community policing, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's easy to think that means going to cookouts and putting an officer on a bicycle or something like that. And although those are important
elements. That's part of it, yeah.
Certainly. I think, to me, community policing is much more about policing in a way that is informed by your community's interests and expectations, right? And so you mentioned our advisory committee. We certainly have an advisory committee that helps us think about how we talk to our community, how we share information, how we might think about policy changes and so on. But more generally, I would say that we have, as you know, a very engaged community. Folks in this town don't mind telling you what they think and what they want out of their government services. That's great. I mean, that helps us deliver. It helps us think about how we deliver services, perhaps in a way that's a little different than some of our neighbors might be asked to consider those same services. And what I believe is it makes for great cops. Mm-hmm. It makes for cops who really understand that what we do is inform other people we serve, not the other way around. And I would say this, I've worked for the town of Chapel Hill for 22 years. This is not a new phenomenon. When I came in the door, we were already doing business this way, and I think we've only continued to improve that and grow that.
And the Community Policing Advisory Board, I remember when it was first created, and it was, 6 years ago or so, because it was right before the Yates Building incident, which just had everyone in town talking, and there was so much concern about what had happened that night and what this means for police procedure going forward. And this poor board had just been formed, and these people had no idea what their role was, and all of a sudden, everyone in town was looking to them saying, you figure it out. And they did. They stepped up and they had all these amazing meetings, which I was there for a lot of them, and you were as well. And through that conversation, a lot of really good changes got made.
I agree. And I think that's an excellent example of what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Folks willing to do the work, not just the board members, and not just the government employees, but the community members who came to those meetings, expressed their concerns, expressed their interest, asked smart questions, and then let us do some staff work, and we'd come back next month and say, how does this sound, and does this work, and is this responsive to what you heard? And, you know, having that venue, that was a 6 or 8 month process, but having that venue and I think people believing that the work there was genuine and that there was some real thought on all sides and all participants' parts in making sense of things, and getting some sense that going forward we'll be able to maintain that level of communication and interaction. I'm sure for those that first committee that was assembled and they were dealt that hand, they would have liked to have had a little more of an orientation. On the other hand, that was a trial by fire that really set a fantastic model.
Yeah. Speaking with Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, other things people ought to know about the department going forward?
Well, let's see. Oh, that's a good one. Well, we won't be working on Franklin Street this weekend for Final Four. So we're sad about that, but proud of our Tar Heels. I think the things I would want to reiterate just about hiring is we're looking for non-sworn, no experience officers, as well as officers who want to try the Chapel Hill way and have some experience under their belt. The other thing I would simply say is this: if you're a local young person and you are thinking about a job of service, we encourage you to reach out to us. They can certainly contact me directly. I'd love to talk to them. I have two applicants right now who are both Chapel Hill natives, and both of whom have a connection to our department. One did a summer internship with us, and another one attended our community police academy, our kind of citizen academy, not once but twice. And both said, when we get old enough, we'd like to apply, and now they're both in the applicant pool. To me, that connection that they sought with us and their willingness to stay in touch with us until they're of an age when they could apply is really a powerful thing. And I hope more local people will think about that kind of service here in their community.
And just logistically, people want to apply, where do they need to go? What do they need to do?
Well, if they want to do it the old-fashioned way, they can walk into town hall and get a paper application, but nobody will do that, I'm sure. if you just go to the townofchapelhill.org website and go to the employment opportunities and search police, you'll see it, and you can fill it out online and get the process started.
There you go, townofchapelhill.org for more information, or if you're old-fashioned, walk into town hall,
That's
you
right.
can do it there as well. Chief Blue, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Aaron. We appreciate it.